Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. As some of you know, my first career was as a teacher. Some days could be fairly stressful, so a friend of mine suggested we do an after-school yoga program to help with that. That's where I learned to fold my body into various poses and just hold that position for pretty much as long as I could manage. Did it help with the stress? I'm not sure about that, but I know I was extremely happy at the end to lay down on my travel yoga mat for the corpse pose, where all you had to do was focus on your breath while your sore muscles said thank you, and not fall asleep. I should also mention that I was usually the youngest member of the class, which acted as an extra motivational factor. If these older women can move from downward dog to a lunge and hold it for several minutes, then surely I can. Now it's a few years later, and I was somewhat surprised to find that I could still use my travel yoga mat in my new place of employment here at the Faith Formation office. For the month of November, my coworkers and I would do Planksgiving, which meant we were all stretched out in various places on the office floor, our hands planted on the floor with arms straight out, holding our bodies at an angle like a plank of wood. Our goal was up to 3 minutes. Do you have any idea how long 3 minutes can be when you're trying to hold your own body weight with your skinny, scrawny arms? If I was doing this at home, I'd max out at 30 seconds tops. But I made it the full 3 minutes here at work. The difference? I can tell you several things that help motivate me. Someone playing silly sports songs for motivation, loud complaints from the person next to me, crazy jokes about random topics, people listing body parts that were aching, comments about how they were never doing this again, frequent requests to the timekeeper to update our progress. Somehow this exercise goal wasn't quite so unattainable when I did it with others. We are a little workout community. Let's take a look at what Moses was asked to do for the battle against Amalek. It seemed like a superhuman task for him to stand during an entire battle holding a staff. And by himself, on his own, probably wouldn't have lasted long or had a positive outcome. But they found him a rock to sit on. And Aaron and Hur held his arms, keeping him steady, and I imagine telling him words of encouragement, stories, and even jokes to help him pass the time so the battle was successful. Joshua had to select his troops carefully also, mindful of the fact that Moses was using his strength for the success of the battle, but his time could be limited because of the toll on his body. The troops needed to be able to fight quickly. The scripture passage doesn't say how long the battle raged, but it does say Moses' hands remained steady until sunset. It was a community working towards a common goal. Moses had to endure pain and discomfort. Aaron and Hur had to support his body and his mind. Joshua had to keep the soldiers engaged in battle, even when Moses had to rest his hands and Amalek had the better of the fight at the time. Fortunately, we aren't engaged in a battle of war like Israel in the reading from Exodus, but we do face challenges in life. It's smart to know our limitations and surround ourselves with good people that will support us like Aaron and Hur did for Moses. I think God's plan wasn't for him to work alone. It isn't in God's plan for us to go it alone. It's important to remember we're all part of a faith community that's meant to work together, even if it's just for a crazy 3-minute Planksgiving challenge.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.